Welcome to Coatesville Connection, bringing you interesting interviews and homilies from clerical and religious leaders in the city of Coatesville. Each month, Holy Spirit Radio highlights a unique aspect of the city and its people of faith. And now, here is your host, Barbara Schenkel.
Good morning. This morning, we're joined by George Gregory. He is at Our Lady of the Rosary Parish in Coatesville, and here to talk about so many things going on in the city of Coatesville as it relates to the Catholic faith. Welcome, George.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, George. I know you're here to talk about the merger between St. Cecilia's and Our Lady of the Rosary, but tell us a little bit about your background growing up in Coatesville.
Well, I moved to Coatesville in the end of 1978. I was in the middle of sixth grade at that time, and we moved into St. Cecilia Parish, which is the parish that you just mentioned. And I immediately was enrolled at the Coatesville Area Catholic Elementary School, which was the consolidated school in Coatesville at the time in the late 70s and early 80s. And we've basically been very faithful and active members of St. Cecilia Parish right up until its merger with Our Lady of the Rosary Parish in July of 2012.
Talk a little bit about that. How devastating was it to hear that that church would be closing?
Given St. Cecilia Parish's history in Coatesville, it was the first Catholic parish in Coatesville, and it actually came about in secrecy because at the time in the 1860s, Coatesville did not want a Catholic church located within the city. So someone had to privately buy a block of land within the city without telling what it was going to be for. And so really, St. Cecilia came about very much through, you know, a secret purchase of property.
And it's fascinating. Now, talk a little bit about that. I mean, was this an immigrant church that started through the immigration of Irish Catholics to that area to work in various jobs, or how did that come about?
Well, the city of Coatesville is basically a city that formed around Lucan's steel mill. So the steel mill was the heart of the city, and probably the first ethnic group to move to Coatesville in large numbers were mainly Irish immigrants. So while St. Cecilia was the original Catholic parish of Coatesville by almost 40 years, it did always have a very strong Irish foundation.
Yeah, how long was it before they started working there? And you said they bought the church in secrecy, coming over from Ireland, bringing that very strong Catholic identity. So it was, by and large, the group of the immigrants that wanted this church or asked for the church. And what was there, a Protestant pushback or a nativist pushback at the time?
I believe it was a very strong Protestant pushback at the time within the city of Coatesville that was trying to block any Catholic church from being established within the city limits.
Isn't that something?
So, while I don't, off the top of my head, know the full details of exactly how it transpired, I know that someone was able to secretly purchase a block of land within the city limits and establish the parish that would become St. Cecilia.
One thing I loved about St. Cecilia is I was privileged to be there a number of times interviewing Father Francis Mulrainin for this show. Was when you walked into the actual rectory, it was like walking back in time. I mean, it really looked like a parish from like a Bing Crosby movie or something.
And Father Mulrainin was a very Bing Crosby-like priest. we were so very blessed to have him for the last years of the parish's existence. He was really, in every ways, everything that you want to see in a priest and a pastor. He, without a doubt, one of the most pastoral men I've ever met in my life.
Yeah. Well, then, go ahead.
And touching on what you said, actually, Coatesville in itself is sort of like stepping back into time. When I moved here in 1978 from Broomall, Delaware County, it really was a great kind of a culture shock, because when we moved here in 1978, at that time, women were still wearing a doily or some type of veil on their head to go to mass.
Wow, that's
it really was like stepping back into time. You're right.
Talk a little bit about what happened with regard to immigrants coming to Coatesville in the more recent times.
Well, the second parish that was established in Coatesville was St. Stanislaus Koska, which I believe was established in 1907. And it was established primarily for Polish Catholics who were moving into the area, again, with the intention of working at Luke and Steele. And then in 1917, about 10 years later, the Italian population in Coatesville began to grow. And that's when Our Lady of the Rosary Parish was established as an Italian national parish. And finally, in 1924, St. Joseph Parish in the west end of Coatesville was established for Slovak Catholics who were moving to the area to work at the steel mill. So very much the Lucan steel mill was a big draw for many different ethnic groups to move to Coatesville and to Chester County to find work.
We'll talk a little bit now about the immigrants that have come, you know, Hispanic immigrants. This is a very diverse community right now.
St. Cecilia was very privileged for the last 20 to 25 years of its existence to be the home for a very vibrant Spanish-speaking community, mostly initially comprised of Mexican immigrants, but also within the last 15 years, large groups from Puerto Rico and Ecuador have also moved into the Coatesville area and called St. Cecilia Church their home.
And talk a little bit now about the merger with Our Lady of the Rosary, the blending of those two communities. I know that St. Cecilia's was easily accessible to somebody who lived downtown. Not so sure about Our Lady of the Rosary. Was that a problem for people actually physically getting to church?
I think our biggest concern when the Archdiocese was making plans to begin to merge parishes was exactly what you said, that the St. Cecilia being located right in the heart of town was easily accessible to many parishioners who depended on simply walking to church as opposed to driving. The merger with Our Lady of the Rosary, which technically sits just outside of the city limits in Cowan Township, has been a fairly smooth one. But as with any transition, there's certainly a lot of adjustment that is needed. And as long as it's entered into prayerfully and with compassion, it certainly can come together and, you know, work very well for the finished product. As I said, St. Cecilia being in the heart of town was very accessible to parishioners who depended on only coming a short distance to go to church. So merging into Our Lady of the Rosary, which is located just outside of the city limits in Cowan Township, presented a challenge for some of those parishioners to get to Mass every Sunday. But we do have a number of parishioners who volunteer to pick up homebound and parishioners who had no vehicles in order to get them to Mass each week. So, as I said, you know, it's been a joint effort, and yeah, it's really come together very nicely.
Now, talk a little bit about your activity at Our Lady of the Rosary. You are very involved in various ministries with not only Our Lady of the Rosary, but St. Joseph Parish. So tell us a little bit about your ministries there.
Well, at St. Cecilia, I was involved in music ministry ever since I was a teenager, and I think I first began in 1980. So all through my high school years and so forth, I was involved with the guitar group and the folk movement of it was still pretty popular in the early 80s, as well as growing in music ministry. As our choir began to grow, I found the courage in myself to volunteer to be a cantor and to lead the singing at Mass by myself. And as I said, you know, having done that for so many years at St. Cecilia, it was certainly something I wanted to take with me to the new parish family at Our Lady of the Rosary. And the combination of the choirs has been a very positive thing for the most part. And one big compliment that parishioners at Our Lady of the Rosary have said is that since the merger, their congregation seems to sing a lot better.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
After St. Cecilia, parishioners are kind of mixed in there.
How is the Catholic Church able to reach out to the unique problems that exist in Coatesville? Is the Catholic Church a player in the city?
Absolutely. Other pastors of other denomination churches within Coatesville, and Coatesville is a very diverse area of a lot of Christian faiths, as well as, you know, other faiths as well. But there are many, many churches within Coatesville, and most of those parishes, most of those pastors of those communities have always looked at the Catholic parishes in Coatesville as a very positive light within the city. You know, often when the city was at its darkest, yet the other pastors in the area seemed to look at the Catholic parishes within Coatesville as a very, almost like a leader in community activism and getting food and needed things to the poverty stricken within the city.
Yeah, it is a wonderful tradition, and I know that people still use St. Cecilia's as a prayer site on certain occasions. They're also using the building for something else too. Talk a little bit about the usage of St. Cecilia's now.
Well, St. Cecilia actually has four buildings that made up the parish. The church, as you just mentioned, had been used as a worship site up until a former pastor, Father Francis Sweat, passed away in July of this past year. Now, sadly, the process has begun for the possible decommissioning of St. Cecilia Church building as a church to possibly put it to use in other ways in Coatesville. But in the meantime, the convent still houses four sisters, servants of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that staff Pope John Paul II Regional Elementary School. And the former St. Cecilia School building is being used right now by the Veterans Administration for much needed services to area veterans that live in Coatesville. Actually, one veteran's house is right across the street from St. Cecilia Rectory.
Talk a little bit about now what going forward can happen with regards to St. Cecilia's as the church site. I mean, do you think that will be sold, or what is there any usage that you can think of that would be something that would stay within the Catholic faith that other groups could tap into or use?
Well, a meeting was held at Our Lady of the Rosary towards the end of March. And the pastor of Our Lady of the Rosary, Father Thomas Brennan, began to lay out the financial status of Our Lady of the Rosary Parish, including the finances that it takes to keep the buildings at St. Cecilia running and open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, as I said, the expense of the church and the rectory are pulling the finances a little into the red. So right now they have begun the process of possibly petitioning Archbishop Chaput to decommission St. Cecilia as a Catholic worship site and open it up to a possible sale to possibly another Christian faith that may want to use it.
And that's just simply on finances alone, right?
That's the main thing, yes. Financially, it's been 4 years, you know, since the merger, and for the most part, the money that came over from St. Cecilia was used to keep it, to maintain it. And now that money is starting to evaporate, and, it's that sad situation of, realistically facing, okay, now what do we do?
Right.
Do we keep these buildings, you know, in the parish for sentimental reasons, or should we, you know, realistically think about the possibility of letting them be put out for other uses?
Yeah, it is a tough call. But when you mention the history of St. Cecilia's, and the idea that it was built from the sweat of the brow of the people, the first immigrant community that came over here secretly, there's such a rich historical significance to having that in Coatesville. And it's just a shame that maybe creative minds can't come together and think about a way that money could be raised to maintain that building and use it for immigrant purposes. Maybe it would be like an immigration, a Catholic Immigration Services building that you could use there, playing off its history, with donations from perhaps listeners or for people who can sort of put together a program that would allow it to maintain itself without draining the finances of Our Lady of the Rosary. Is it merely a sense of somebody being creative enough and getting the right minds together to put that building to good use, given its historical significance?
I think that the former parishioners of St. Cecilia, especially some good folks that I know that, you know, are in their 80s and some in their 90s and have been, you know, baptized and went to school there and educated and so forth. I think for those parishioners, they would like nothing more than for some use, as you said, within the Catholic faith to be able to sustain those buildings and keep them as a part of Coatesville, because As you mentioned, and I know I started off by mentioning that history, it is a shame to think of this Catholic pillar in this particular city just kind of falling through the fingers of the church and being put to other uses that, as you mentioned, it could be a use for immigration purposes and many different ethnic groups, especially Spanish-speaking, that are still moving into the area. You know, it certainly could be, it would be beautiful to think of it being used like that if those creative minds were to come along.
Yeah, and because its location is so central for services. It lends itself so beautifully to people who are in need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to challenge our listeners. Anybody out there that might have an idea or might have a creative way to use the space or might have the money to be able to back something that would allow the Catholic faith tradition to continue in a very prime location in downtown Coatesville. Just challenging listeners, if anyone has any ideas or might want to get in touch with someone there to keep these buildings in the Catholic tradition, who could they call? Can they reach out to Father Brennan or you, George?
I think probably Father Brennan would be a very good start as the pastor of Our Lady of the Rosary. He is responsible for all the buildings at St. Cecilia worship site. But also, a call to a call or an email to Archbishop Chaput and the Archdiocese would, I'm sure, also express the desire in a strong way to keep these beautiful buildings as a part of Coatesville's Catholic tradition.
Do they have a Catholic Charities office in Coatesville? Do you know?
They used to. Oh. I don't believe they do anymore. The Veterans Administration that's now using St. Cecilia School, I believe Catholic Charities had been working out of the school building prior to the veterans using it. So, sadly, I don't believe there's actually a Catholic Charities office within Coatesville anymore.
Well, we'll take a quick break right now, give you a station identification, and we'll be right back. And we'll be back right after the station identification. You are listening to Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM in Doylestown and 1420 AM in Coatesville and Chester County.
We would understand. You are the rock of salvation, the only foundation, Lord of all. You are our hope, never fails.
So But anyway, George, before we close, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your ministry to young people. You're also doing at St. Joseph's, I know, catechism for confirmation candidates. Talk a little bit about that before we close.
Yes, I am. I do have the privilege of, even though Our Lady of the Rosary is my registered parish, because of St. Cecilia merging into Our Lady of the Rosary, I am equally as active at St. Joseph Parish, which is in the west end of Coatesville. And mainly that is because most of my CCD, or prep students, we call the program prep now, most of my prep students from St. Cecilia came from Spanish-speaking families, and I had the privilege for at least 10 years of preparing students for the reception of confirmation. So in the merger, while the majority of St. Cecilia parishioners were merged into Our Lady of the Rosary, the Spanish-speaking community was merged to the west end of town, to St. Joseph Parish, and we're very blessed to receive the ministry of Father Peter Welsh that you mentioned earlier. He really has been such a blessing to the Catholic community of Coatesville since the merger 4 years ago. So with the majority of my students now becoming part of St. Joseph Parish in the West End, I wanted them to see at least one familiar face from St. Cecilia, so that's why I chose to teach in the prep program at St. Joseph as opposed to Our Lady of the Rosary. And we do have our confirmation class, which is going to receive confirmation on May 10th in less than a month, are making a pilgrimage on Saturday, this coming Saturday, to the Shrine of St. Catherine Drexel. So if the listeners could please throw an extra prayer our way for our young people who are preparing for the reception of the Holy Spirit, I would most gratefully appreciate that.
Well, we here at Holy Spirit Radio will definitely lift up your confirmandes in prayer. And we also want to lift you up in prayer, and the whole parish community there in the three parishes, the former St. Cecilia's and Our Lady of the Rosary and St. Joseph. And thank you, George, for your time, because I know how busy you are and how little time you probably have during this busy, busy preparation week with your students prior to their receiving the sacrament. So thanks again for making time available for us to talk about some of the issues going on here in Coatesville and for helping our listeners understand the needs of your great city. So thanks again, George, for your time.
Barbara, thank you so much, and it was my pleasure.
Okay, let's close in prayer. Do you want to lead us?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit, not just to the entire Archdiocese of Philadelphia, but especially to this city in Chester County that has undergone so much change in the last 4 years. We ask you to breathe upon the entire Catholic community of Coatesville, so that all division may cease, and that in your name, all may be one. We ask this through the heart of our Blessed Mother Mary. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Spirit. Amen.
Thank you again, George.
Thank you so much, Barbara. God bless.
God bless.